But at the end of speaking to these new parents, he looks Mary in the eye and says this, "A sword will pierce your own soul too." Not usually words that you would say to a new mum. Simeon knew what lay ahead. Life was not easy for Mary and Joseph. Life was never going to be easy for them. But Mary trusted God. This great big God, whom she trusted completely. Then move on a little bit to sometime later when Jesus is grown, and the very first time we see Jesus do a miracle is at a wedding. He's at a wedding in Cana, and the wine runs out, and people are starting to grumble. Nobody's sure what happens. And Mary, in the midst of this, gets hold of the master of ceremonies of the wedding and said, "Do whatever he tells you. Do whatever Jesus tells you." This is not just a proud mom. This is someone who trusts God. Do whatever he tells you. Even if he says, fill up water pots, serve it as the best wine, do whatever he tells you. Complete trust. Complete trust. And then just a few chapters later in John's Gospel, Jesus is hanging on the cross, and John simply records, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. The anguish of that is unimaginable. But near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. But trusting God, listens while her son cries, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Imagine that sword piercing her soul. But trusting God. Then move on a little bit further into the beginning of the book of Acts, and Luke records for us the happenings just at the beginning of the church, as the disciples wait for the Holy Spirit to be poured out on them. They gather together in a room, and Luke simply records, they all joined constantly in prayer, along with the women, and listen to this one, and Mary, the mother of Jesus. All that she has been through, constantly in prayer, trusting God. It's all a picture of amazing trust in God. She knew the God whom she trusted, and it was important for her to have this true picture of God, because a small God was never going to be trustworthy. A God who was restricted and limited, who was not able to reach out and do all these things, a God who was not able to overcome even in these desperate situations, a God like that could never be trusted. Mary has this picture of a great big God who can be trusted. What about you? What's your God look like? Is he a God that you can sort of fold up and put into your pocket so you don't have to really bother about him until next weekend? Is he a God that you have shaped in your own image so he's never going to really challenge you? Or is he the great big God of Scripture? The Shorter Catechism simply asks the question, what is God? And here's the reply. God is spirit, infinite and eternal, unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. Infinite, eternal, unchangeable. This is our great big God. This is the God who can be trusted. a young girl for whom life was unbelievably hard and getting worse, grasped this truth about God and knew that God could be trusted. What about you? What about me? It does depend on our picture of God. May God grant us the ability just to have our minds blown open by His Holy Spirit to begin to imagine the greatness of our God. Mary is a wonderful example of trust. Not to be worshipped, but to be learned from. A great example of trust. And her trust points us towards the even greater trust and obedience of Jesus towards the will of His Heavenly Father. That passage in Philippians that we keep going back to time and time again, this lovely passage in Philippians 2 simply says, Jesus humbled Himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Here's the Jesus who turns to His Heavenly Father and is obedient even to death, death on a cross. The Jesus who kneels in Gethsemane. The Jesus whose heart and head are in turmoil, who sweats blood in Gethsemane, this Jesus says, if you're willing to take this cup from me, yet not my will but yours be done. I'm trusting you. Not what I would have chosen. Not the way that is obvious, and yet, if this is your will, I'm trusting you. Complete trust in His Heavenly Father, even when faced with the cross. Mary is a great example of faith and trust. Jesus takes it further. His obedience leads to His death and His resurrection, and through that, to our salvation. So here's a couple of questions. What do you really, really believe about God? It's basic to us. It impacts absolutely everything about us. If we believe that God is small and remote and incapable of loving us and caring for us, then that's how we live. We will live in the oil of worry. If we believe in this great big God, who in Jesus Christ has shown us grace upon grace, then we'll be led deeper into trusting Him. It impacts everything in our lives, but especially Easter. We'll never understand Easter if we think that God is uncaring. If we think that God just sits on high and lets this world float past, we'll never fully begin to understand all that Easter is. What do you really believe about God? This is where we get our picture of God. There are other things that may help us along the way, but ultimately this is where we get our picture of God. In His Word. And in Jesus, who is the living Word. What do you really believe about God? And do you really trust this God? Do you really trust this God? It's easy enough to trust God when things are good. It's like riding a bicycle when you're on a nice flat cycle path and you can just cycle along and there's no bother. Take the same bicycle, put it on a downhill slope with rocks and tree roots and all the rest of those things. It's a totally different matter. We talk about trusting God sometimes when life is easy. Do you trust God enough to trust Him when life is not easy? Do you trust Him enough when your heart is breaking? Do you trust Him enough when just the way ahead is completely unclear and would make us anxious? Same God. Same great big God. Do you trust Him enough to forgive you and to save you? Because ultimately that's our deepest, greatest need, to be forgiven and saved. Do you trust Him enough? Do you trust Him enough to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? These are big questions. And they're big questions that we all need to face. And sometimes we put them off, there'll be another day when I can do that. There'll be a better day. There'll be whatever. The Bible simply says now is the time. Today is the day. For who knows what tomorrow will bring. Do you trust and the great big God in whom Mary trusted? Do you trust Him enough to give your life to Jesus so that you can sing at the top of your lungs, Jesus, all for Jesus? The chorus that we used to sing in Sunday school years ago that simply says, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That's what we're called to. And when we do, not only does Easter make sense, but every moment that God gives us makes sense as we trust Him and obey Him. Shall we pray together? Lord, we trust in many things, in many people, and we're often let down, and we often let others down. So we thank You that You are the God who can be completely trusted. Forgive us, Lord, that when we don't see the big picture, our trust wavers, and we're unsure. By Your Holy Spirit, help us, Lord, to know who and what You are, and to begin to understand all that You've done for us in Jesus, and then to trust You. Trust and obey. For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Amen.